In California, lawmakers are lamenting the state of health care in the state's huge prison system. And they want to know why a health care system that costs $1 billion a year is plagued with incompetent doctors and unexplained deaths. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
In the exercise yard at Corcoran State Prison, Broderick Crawford daydreams about life after he serves his sentence for attempted murder. But right now he has a more pressing problem, a cracked tooth that he's afraid to let the prison dentist work on.
I have 2 more years left.
You have to wait 2 years to get your tooth looked at?
Right. Probably, unless of course I want to just pull it all the way out.
Does it hurt you right now?
I don't eat on that side. I just eat over here and wait.
You hear similar worries, and worse, from inmates throughout the California prison system. Many doctors and medical staff have been hit with charges of incompetence and medical neglect. And in recent days, the case of an inmate who died after having his wisdom tooth pulled has generated more negative headlines. 41-year-old Anthony Shumaki suffered a complication that eventually led to heart failure. His family is suing the state for wrongful death. And there's the ongoing class action lawsuit against the California Department of Corrections, the CDC.
To put it very bluntly, the healthcare system at CDC is sick.
During a recent public hearing in Sacramento, State Senator Jackie Speier painted a grim picture of how prison doctors have been responsible for costly lawsuits and unnecessary deaths.
20% of the physicians have either a bad mark on their record or a series of malpractice lawsuits, a figure that is 4 to 5 times higher than the general population of physicians in California.
A new state report spells out the details, such as prison doctors who themselves have criminal convictions, others who have a history of alcohol or drug addiction, and some prison physicians who've lost the privilege of working at outside hospitals. Senator Gloria Romero says the system is broken.
The problem is, much like our correctional system itself, we haven't quite rehabilitated our behavior, and this must stop.
The allegations are not new. One inmate lawsuit recently labeled California's prison medical care as cruel and unusual punishment. But some doctors bristle at charges of incompetence.
We are as good as anybody out there doing medicine.
Dr. Juan Tour practices medicine in Chowchilla at the country's largest women's prison. At 73 years old, he's worked for the prison system for the past decade.
There's no doctor that I know of that hasn't had a lawsuit against them. Okay? We all have them, but if they're dismissed, they're dismissed.
So, in other words, you're saying that doctors here are no different from any doctor anywhere?
I believe we're more scrutinized to check our license completely.
Doctors complain about not having up-to-date equipment and adequate staffs.
Hey, gentlemen.
At the California Medical Facility in Vacaville, the state's largest prison hospital, Dr. Joe Bick says his staff could use twice as many nurses, more examination tables, and even something as basic as chairs. And the patients themselves are a challenge.
For many of them, when they were on the street, healthcare was not their priority. So they've never seen a dentist, their teeth are rotting out, they've got terrible feet because they've been living on the street, they've been shot, they've been stabbed, they've jumped out of buildings, they've had car crashes, they've ignored their diabetes and their hypertension. And now they have a moment of clarity where they can focus on their medical care, and they want it all done now.
As for why California spends $1 billion a year on this troubled system, Dr. Bick blames it mostly on costly drugs for treating inmates with chronic problems, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, and mental illness. And because of the aging inmate population, many of the prisons in California have become de facto nursing homes. Clyde Hoffman is 80 years old and dying of emphysema and lung cancer. He's spending the remainder of his life sentence for murder at the prison in Vacaville. He's one inmate who says he's grateful for the hospice care he's getting.
Everybody that works up here is excellent. This is far beyond my hopes and dreams that they'd be a place like that in prison. Yeah.
Hoffman's doctor, Joe Bick, the chief medical officer, admits some of the prison doctors probably should have their licenses removed. But the majority, he says, are doing their best to heal the sickest of the sick in California's prisons.
Many of us who are here are not here because this is the only choice we have. We didn't come here because we're running away from something. We came here because this is something we care deeply about.
Dr. Bick says in a strange way, prison doctors have a lot in common with the inmates.
They sometimes feel just as isolated as their patients, spending their days behind bars. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can see photos of the conditions in some of California's healthcare systems at our website, npr.org.